This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Let's play ball. There's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. A little five-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lakenview was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lakenview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly. Executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lakenview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come two more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero. The man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8. And the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game.
ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball, bounce to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And the stage is set for this state semifinal in Division IV baseball here in Akron between the Rushi Raiders and the Berlin Highland Hawks. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Bryant Billing. We've just witnessed a Fort Recovery 3-1 win over Jeromesville Hillsdale. The winner of this game between Rushi and Highland comes back tomorrow night at 7 to play in the state championship against upstart Fort Recovery, now 16-12 on the year, 9-12 at tournament time, 10 hits cracked out by Fort Recovery in the 3-1 victory, a very neat six-hitter thrown by senior Alex Deuce. So Fort Recovery awaits the team that survives here tonight. Rushi, Berlin Highland. Raiders try to make it 2 of 3 state titles over the last 3 seasons. Berlin Highland out to make a repeat, having won it last year, beating Rushi 14-4 in the state championship game. The Raiders have a score to settle, Bryant, that's for sure.
Absolutely. That was not their best performance last year. They definitely want a better performance, both on the mound today, Braylon Cordonier, especially for Rushi. He wasn't his sharpest in the start in the state final last year, and the Raiders definitely want to hit better today at the plate as well.
Braylon Cordonier, outstanding pitching this season for Rushi. ERA of just over one. And his strikeout to walk ratio very good. Strikes to ball ratio excellent as well. He's thrown about 50 innings. He's limited the base hits. He needs an outstanding performance, velocity, good changeup against the five excellent left-hand hitters in this Highland lineup. Offensively for Rushi, wow. Cordonier himself flirting with the 500 batting average mark most all season long. Felix Francis, 450 or so. Zeb Schulze, Braden Monin, right around the 400 mark too. Monin has been excellent in relief coming in out of the bullpen. Jude Counts, as the number two starter, has been solid in addition. Outstanding offensive charge from this Berlin Highland Hawks team. Cody Yoder pasting the ball at a 478 clip. Colin Koblenz swinging at 402. Caden Koblenz at 369. Brady Yoder right behind at 363. Connor Beachy and Grady Monigold are both posting 333 marks at the plate. Finn Schneider, 6-1 on the year, or Caden Koblenz, 8-1, will get the start in this game against Rushi. That's a preview. We'll have more, including Rushi head coach Kevin Flippo, when we come back here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Oh, so many thanks to Wygant Development and Real Estate in Minster, having developed a new subdivision in Fort Loramie called Lakeside Subdivision. For information, call Wygant about available lots. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, new subdivision in Fort Loramie Lakeside. Give Wygant a phone call. Kevin Flippo, 11 years head coach of the Rushi Raiders, averaging 20 wins per campaign. And all Rushi has done the last 4 years under Flippo's leadership is win 25 in the state championship year of 2022, 26 last year in 2023, 27 this season. Back in 2021, Rushi lost in the regional, won 26 games, 104 victories for the Rushi Raiders in the last four campaigns. Coach Flippo has done a terrific job, and he was really high on his club's offense coming into this campaign this season. Top of the order, middle of the lineup, end of the order as well. Here's Coach Flippo.
Yeah, I thought offensively would be our strength. This is an incredible group of athletes, and that's kind of what I wanted to take what they did in basketball, be a group of athletes, just go, 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 run, and how Coach Cadania coached them and let them do what they do best, and kind of take that and turn it into our baseball philosophy as well. It's just be a bunch of athletes on the field. We run a bunch. We take advantage of the other team's mistakes, and then obviously we can hit the ball pretty well too. We got two guys, Braylon or Cadania, hitting 500. Felix France has been between 450 and 500 all year, just leading us at the top of the lineup. So that's a good start. Talk about the bottom of the order. If they can do something positive, a hit, a walk, or just find a way, a couple guys get on base to lead off an inning, that just flips the lineup over for the top. And like I just mentioned, them being Felix and Braylon. Cooper Unreferth, you know, I just talked about him at our awards banquet, hitting just over 300 in 60, 70 some plate appearances. He only struck out four times. 30 RBIs, 29 runs scored, something like that. I mean, those numbers could lead a lot of teams or be up in there towards the team lead, and that's coming out of our eighth spot. So that is a huge production. Ben Rinderly, you know, he's hit a couple home runs for us, put the ball in the gap almost any time, so he's a threat there. So that's been, you know, the bottom of the order is what leads to big innings.
As a team, you're putting the ball in play, I think, only 3-4 strikeouts per game, about an error per contest. Those stats are kind of hidden, but they're significant.
Yes. Come tournament time, every out is important. So, I mean, obviously minimize the team that can avoid the big inning, avoid the mistake. And then we harp on two-strike hitting, two-strike approach. When we get down, we got to find and make a, very least make a productive out. Okay, make the batter or the pitcher work, foul a few pitches off here and there, and then, you know, whether it's just hitting a ground ball to second base to get the runner over or something. But more balls we put in play, the more chances we give the defense to help us out. So, I mean, striking out does us no good. So we got to find the battle every pitch, every out.
For a small school Division IV program, you've got enough pitching depth on the mound.
Yeah, we've been blessed with that over our past few years. I mean, coming into the season, maybe didn't know exactly who and what order, but Jude Counts has really stepped up for us to being part of the number two mix. And then Ben Renderly coming in to follow him up. Braden Monin's been kind of our, we tagged our closer, knowing in a tight spot, at the very least he'll come in and throw strikes, whether a couple guys on base. We know what we're going to get out of him. So the depth is there. We have options. It's always been, if you're not going to throw strikes, I'm going to go to the next guy, the next man up. And it's happened. You know, I've taken kids out earlier than they wanted to, or they thought they should have, but we got plenty of options, so we'll go to the next man.
Hey, today's opponent in the state semifinal is Berlin Highland. You played this club in the state championship 1 year ago. Leading up to this game during the week of practice, how much do you focus on fine-tuning what Rushi does? And how much attention do you give the scouting report on Berlin Highland?
We don't look too much about the other team, concern ourselves. We'll find out what they do. Do they run a lot? Do they play small ball or this and that? So we focus on that. Maybe what kind of tendencies would their pitchers do, that type of thing. But it's mainly just fine-tuning us, just being prepared. If it's a bunt situation, we'll look for it. Okay, we're ready for it, that type of thing. So it's more we just work on our strengths, the way we've played, our mindset, and then it's just react. It's a game of adjustments, so whenever situation arises, we'll be ready for it.
What do you look for in Braylon Cordonier on the mound in this game? What will tell you early on that Braylon is on his game?
I would say more of his command of his off-speed pitches. I mean, his velocity is going to be there. Okay, as long as he's throwing strikes, we'll know that. If he's hitting corners, just the typical. Last year, he had pinpoint accuracy. This year, you know that he's been able to struggle a little bit, so the throwing the strikes and then maybe having better control of his curveball and his changeup. I think his changeup's going to be the big pitch. They got five left-handed hitters, and his changeup running away from them, it's a swing and miss pitch. So if that pitch is on, they're going to have a tough time.
Words of Kevin Flippo, 11-year head coach here at Rushi. Counterpart today for Berlin Highland is Chris Degas. He's been the head coach at Highland since 2018. Before that, the JV coach, starting in 2008. He is a 1998 graduate of Highland, played baseball at Heston College. This Berlin Highland team has won 11 straight. Rushi has won 15 in a row. The five losses suffered by Highland to Medina Buckeye, Magnolia Sandy Valley, Akron Hoban, Apple Creek Wayndale, and Chagrin Falls Kenston. Berlin Highland plays in the Intervalley Conference South. You might recall the names Sugar Creek, Garraway, and Gnadin Hutton, Indian Valley South. Those are clubs that play in the Berlin Highland League. It's a team that's played up. Some Division II and Division III clubs have been on a Highland schedule over the course of the year.
They could almost call that the Amish Country League, couldn't they?
that is
a lot of towns that get a lot of tourists that go through looking at that.
Yes, and this team, Berlin Highland, has a number of brothers, even triplets.
Oh, wow.
It's a 22-person roster, Bryant. 12 different last names.
that says it all. Wow.
We'll highlight that for you in just a few minutes. It is quite unique, to say the least. Stage is set. Beautiful weather. A few clouds overhead. No chance of rain. It's been sunny all day. Some puffy cumulus filtered in. Second inning of the Fort Recovery game about 4:30. It's cooled down. No wind. Should be a fantastic night for state semifinal baseball between Rushi and Berlin Highland. I'm Jack, along with Bryant on scores broadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney, high quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Brish's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Brish's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank.
Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCon in Minster, SECURCON, online at SecureCon.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And at stake here tonight at Canal Park in Akron is a berth in the state championship game tomorrow night at 7 versus Fort Recovery, which ousted Jeromesville Hillsdale 3-1 in our earlier Division IV state semifinal. We've got Rushi and Berlin Island upcoming in just a matter of minutes. Hey, from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, the key building components are as follows. Braylon Cordonier needs to throw a gem for Rushi. His velocity's got to be up, and his changeup must keep these hot hitters from Highland off balance. Berlin Highland started fast, finished strong last year against Rushi, tallied the first four, then put the last 10 on the board. Rushi's got to have a good beginning to this game here tonight. Key building components for these two clubs. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll return in 2 minutes with our starting lineups. The Rushi Raiders, 27-4. The Berlin Highland Hawks, 25-5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Bring on the baskets for $8.99 all summer long at Frisch's. With six classic and oh-so-delicious combos to choose from, like our classic slider basket, our chicken tender basket, our bold buffalo chicken basket, crispy fish, or shrimp basket. Each comes with fries and a drink for only $8.99. Or go sweet with our new Cinnamon Toast Crunch French Toast Basket with cinnamon frosting and syrup. So good. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's.com. Celebrate summer with baskets for $8.99, only at Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello once again from here at Canal Park in Akron. I'm Jack Kramer along with Bryant Billing, who's doing double duty tonight. They call it triple duty.
Yes.
Stats, color, on-site engineering for scoresbroadcast.com. He'll be down on the field in a few minutes doing some photography and then writing about this game for the Sydney Daily News. Bryant's got about five or six hats tonight.
Yes, yes, I do. I've been wearing a lot more since taking over as editor, and it's fun stuff. Keeps me on my toes for sure.
Again, splendid weather. There are clouds, no chance of rain. And it's probably, what, 73 degrees?
Yes, beautiful. You know what? We were talking about that before we went on air. We've had great weather here the last 3 years, and it continues this year. It was a little warmer last year, especially for the final, but this is beautiful baseball weather today.
I will try my best to keep the name straight for Berlin Highland. Colin and Caden Koblenz are twin brothers. Cody and Logan Yoder are brothers. Connor and Kate Beachy are brothers. Grady and Garrett Monigold are parts of triplets. Griffin is on the roster. Griffin Monigold, but he's not on the tournament roster. Brady Yoder, shortstop. His brother played last year, graduated. So you've got so many players with the same names on this Berlin Highland team. We will do our duty to try to keep them all straight for you. On the mound is Caden Koblenz, right-hander junior. He's on the bump for the Berlin Highland Hawks. He's had a fine season, overall mark of 8-1, 47 innings, 1.6 ERA, 63 strikeouts, 26 walks. Berlin Highland, the home team, has taken the field. Rushi hits first. Berlin Highland in the white from top to bottom. Red hats, red Highland across the chest. Rushi in the gold jerseys, the blue headgear, the white pants, the blue numbers. Colorful uniforms out there on the diamond here at Canal Park in Akron tonight, Brian.
Yeah, and there's no mistaking one team for the other, that's for sure. Love those Rushi uniforms. They are sharp. That's been their go-to, it seems like, those white pants and gold tops for a long time, even going all the way back to that 2017 state run. That was the colors then.
Yep. Rushi Raiders lineup is as follows. Felix Francis, center field, a senior, leads off. Braylon Cordonier on the mound, junior, hitting second. Braden Monin, shortstop, senior, is third in the order. Hayden Quinter, senior third baseman, bats in the cleanup position. Jude Counts, fifth, first baseman, a senior. Zeb Schultze, sixth. He plays at second base. He is a junior. Ben Renderle, the DH, is a senior. He hits in the seventh spot. Cooper Unverfirth, eighth, the catcher, sophomore. Micah Greasup in right field, a senior, bats ninth, and we are underway. The first pitch by Koblenz to Felix Francis is a fastball buzzed inside at the chest. A ball and no strikes, 1-0 on Felix. Koblenz fires low below the knees. It missed underneath the strike zone, the count 2-0. Outfield slightly pulled to the left for Francis. He's been around the 450 mark all year long. There's a high strike at the letters, and the count on Francis, two balls and a strike, 2-1. Third baseman, even with the bag, that's Logan Yoder for Berlin Highland. Now he creeps up, pitch to Francis, missed the strike zone, and the count goes to 3-1. Working very fast is Koblenz. Comes overhand, right down the pipe for strike two. Francis looked it over, took it. The count is full. Here's a big 3-2 offering, first batter of the game. Koblenz whips it in there. Francis swipes at it, comes up empty. Strike three. One away, Francis K's to start the game for Rushi. And here's Braylon Cordagna from the left side. Caden Koblenz on the mound for Berlin Highland. Pushes 85 miles per hour with regularity. Down and away with a changeup, ball one. Oddly enough, right fielder for Highland is pulling toward the line. Center fielder is in center, left center. And here's a ball struck hard by Cordagna into right. Right fielder coming on, dead run, picked off by Colin Koblenz. He came dashing in and grabbed it right around knee level. Ball was tagged, two down for Rushi here in the top of the first inning. Braden Monin hits, wears number 12 on his back. Feet spread well apart here at the plate. First pitch by Caden Koblenz, a strike, a fastball inside corner at the belt. Left side of the diamond, very deep for Monin, who takes a breaking ball low and away, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Both teams finished the year hot. Rushi, 15 straight wins. Berlin Highland, 11. Koblenz again. Fastball. Yipper. It's in there at the belt. And the count, a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Monin. Two down for Rushi, top of the first. Koblenz fires way above the helmet of the hitter Monin. Two balls, two strikes. Counts even. 2-2. Koblenz wheels into action. There's a high floating curve, swung on and missed. Two strikeouts for the right-hander from Highland in the top of the first inning. Rushi goes down in order. Raiders nothing. Highland coming to bat here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
And here is your starting lineup for Berlin Highland against the offerings of right-hander junior Braylon Cordagna of Rushi. Opening the game in spot number one in the batting order for the Hawks is Caden Koblenz. He is the right-hand starting pitcher, a junior. He is the leadoff batter. Batting second, Cody Yoder, center fielder, a senior. Third, Colin Koblenz, right fielder, a junior. Cleanup spot is Brady Yoder, shortstop and a senior. Batting fifth, Caden Candle, second baseman, a junior. Sixth is junior catcher Danny Hostetler. Seventh is first baseman and sophomore Grady Monigold. Batting eighth, left fielder senior Connor Beachy. Ninth is Wyatt Miller, who is the DH. He's a senior. He bats for Logan Yoder, who is the sophomore third baseman. Here's the opening pitch by Cordonier. Fastball, letters, outside corner, strike one. Nothing in one on Koblenz. He is the starting pitcher for Berlin Highland. And he hits in the leadoff spot. Strike two. Oh, that was hummed in there. Waist high on the inside edge. Nothing in two. Cordonier ahead of Koblenz. There's a slider, a two-seamer. It is on the outside corner. Hollow of the knee. Plate umpire rings up the batter, Koblenz of Berlin Highland. Good command here at the outset for Cordonier for the Raiders. Koblenz, by the way, was hitting 369. And here's Cody Yoder at 478. He swings, gives one a ride to deep center field. Felix Francis is motoring into the gap near the track. Got it for the out. Nice running catch by Felix Francis in deep right center. 400 feet to straightaway center here at Canal Park in Akron. 337 down the left field line, 331 to the right field corner. The power alley gaps are every bit of 380. It is not a symmetrical park. There are some ins and outs to the fences in left and right. Outfield fence about, 12 to 15 feet high. Here is the initial pitch to the new batter for Berlin Highland. It's Colin Koblenz, a ball below the knees. And Cordonier quickly fires a second ball above the letters. Third pitch hit hard on one big bounce to Zeb Schulze at second. He bobbles momentarily, flips on to Counts for the out. In order goes Berlin Highland. Six up, six down. Three for Rushi, three for Highland. We go to the second. Rushi nothing, Berlin Highland nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Hayden Quinter starts the top of the second for the Rushi Raiders by fouling off the first pitch to the right into the Rushi cheering section. Pitch number two, strike called at the knees on the outside corner. Koblenz working fast. He flips one in there, and it's sprayed to the right. Foul again off the bat of Quinter, who's down. No balls and two strikes. No score. Top of the second. Rushi nothing. Berlin Highland nothing. Caden Koblenz fires, and it is struck hard by Quinter to very deep left field. Left fielder is backpedaling. It is Connor Beachy, 300 feet from home plate. He spears it for the out. Oh, did Quinter give that one a ride? It was clobbered, but Beachy was playing deep. In fact, the outfield in both clubs has set up so far A good 285, 290 from home plate. One down for Rushi here in the top of the second. Not a hit yet in the game. Here's Jude counts for Rushi, who takes a pitch up and in for a ball. 1-0. The ball, no strikes on counts. Here's the windup by the hurler. Caden Koblenz counts. It's a hard ground ball to third. Third baseman behind the bag knocks it down, picks it up, and throws it away at first. It's rolling down the right field line. Right fielder for Berlin Island backs up the play, and counts speeds into second. Good hustle by Colin Koblenz, who came in from right to scramble after the ball. It was Logan Yoder at third. Pretty nifty stop. But then he chucked to throw off the mark at first. A good throw might have had counts. It scored a hit on the ball nailed by counts behind the third base bag. Infield single, then the throwing error allowing counts to go to second. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Zeb Schultze, who finished the year red hot, well over 400 the last month. Schultze looked at a fastball strike and then is out in front of a curve and misses it. Nothing in two. Counts out at second, first base runner of this game. Top of the second, no score. Rushi threatening. Up near the plate, Schultze swings at another breaking ball and comes up empty. Strike three, he is whiffed on a good hook by the pitcher, Caden Koblenz of Berlin Highland. Ben Renderle steps in now, the DH senior for the Raiders. Open stance at the plate. Right foot on the back line of the box. Counts doing some dancing out there at second. Here's a curveball to Renderle. Ooh, he checks just in time. Berlin Highland wanted the appeal and a swinging strike, but it's not ruled that way. 1-0 on Renderle. Fastball up and in, cut on, miss, strike one. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Ben. Top of the second, no score. Rushi, a runner at second base with two out. It is Caden Koblenz on the mound for Berlin Highland. The right-hander steps off the rubber as he peeked back at counts. Outfield very deep in left for Highland. Connor Beachy is way back there. Here's a pitch to the plate in the dirt. Might have hit the back point of the plate. Skips through the catcher, Hostetler. He tracks it down near the screen, and counts moves up 90 to third. Jude counts parked down at third base. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Renderle. Two down here in the second. Rushi a chance to score with two away in the second frame. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Renderle. And it's fouled off the catcher's mask at home plate, and it's 2-2. Opportunity for the Raiders here in the second inning. Counts has moved around to third. Infield single, safe on the throwing error. Then advance to the hot corner at third base on the pitch in the dirt. 2-2 offering, very wide and low into the left-hand batter's box. Good save by Hostetler. That nearly got away. It would have been a run. Catcher did a nice job there for Highland. Count is full. Koblenz stretching. Looks at third. Delivers. Swing at a high fastball. And missing is Renderle. Second inning over for Rushi. We go to the bottom of the second. Raiders nothing. Berlin Highland nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the Village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Up so far, the two big plays in this game, back-to-back strikeouts by Koblenz of Highland against Schultze and Rinderle, with a runner in scoring position for the Rushi Raiders in that second inning. Two big plays by Berlin Highland. The pitcher on the mound got a couple of big whiffs, and those were mighty important. Hey, make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solution. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Berlin Highland comes calling here in the bottom of the second. It is Brady Yoder, shortstop, cleanup hitter, 363 on the campaign. It's two balls and a strike, 2-1. Cordonier opened with a ball, got a called strike. This was ball two. Next pitch is skied down the right field line, over the screening, and about 12 rows back. It's a long foul out of play, 2-2. On Brady Yoder, shortstop for Berlin Highland. Bottom of the second inning, no score. The winner advances to the state championship tomorrow night at 7 to take on upstart Fort Recovery. Team was below 500 when the tournament trail started, and Fort Recovery defeated Jeromesville Hillsdale 3-1 in our first D4 state semifinal tonight at 4 o'clock. Foul ball to the left. Cordonier comes back to the plate to Yoder. Hefty cut. Foul to the screen. Still 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Brady Yoder of Berlin Highland. First four batters in this Highland lineup, 369, 478, 402, and 363 at the plate. Slow curveball swung on and yanked foul down the left field line. It hit the tarp after landing on the ground 10 feet to the left of the left field foul stripe and ricocheted back to the edge of the playing field. Count remains, two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Brady Yoder. Yoder, some kind of an offensive player. He's had big hits all throughout the season. In fact, hit a grand slam, did Yoder, against Strasburg Franklin to enable Berlin Highland to win a district championship game by a score of 8-5. It was 5-3 Strasburg when Yoder connected with two out in the sixth. Here, Cordonier gets him on a great curveball, low outside corner at the knees. Yoder caught looking. Two Ks for Cordonier so far. Next hitter is Caden Candle, second baseman, and he cracks a hard ground ball to the right of Counts at first. He spears it backhanded, runs for the bag, taps it, and we've got two outs for Highland here in the bottom of the second inning. Yoder out, called looking on strikes, and then Caden Candle, second baseman, left-hand batter at 326 on the year, unassisted to Counts at first. Here's the left-hand batting catcher, Danny Hostetler, for Berlin Highland, which is in the midst of three straight left-hand hitters. Another ground ball to Counts. Goes to his knees, to his right, backhands. Cordonier covering first. Here's the shovel pass to Braylon. He hits the bag in time, beats the runner. Three up, three down for Highland here in the second. We go to the third. A briskly played state semifinal. Rushi nothing, Berlin Highland nothing on scores broadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
All from fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
First ball hitting Cooper Unverfirth lifts a towering drive to deep right field. It was socked pretty hard, but the right fielder for Highland retreats about five or six steps and hauls it in. Nice play out there by Colin Koblenz, as he was in the right spot for Unverfirth, shaded toward the right field line. Ball was hit solidly, but Unverfirth is gone to start the top of the third for Rushi. Here is Micah Griesup stepping in, the right fielder, a junior. The pitch by Koblenz is a ball below the knees, and he fires again, and it's also low, 2-0. 2-0 on Griesup. One down for Rushi, top of the third, no score. Koblenz fires very low and outside, ball three. Walks and fielding mistakes will get you in trouble. Apple Creek Wayndale blew a routine play at second base in the eighth inning earlier this afternoon, and that led to a 4-3 win by Heath, which knocked out Wayndale. It had won two straight championships here in Division III, was seeking a third, but was defeated by Heath in eight innings, 4-3. And coming right back is Koblenz. After being down 3-0, he gets two called strikes on the inside half of the plate, and it's full, 3-2 on Griesup of Rushi. Koblenz gets the sign, winds, fires to his catcher, Hostetler, and the ball is sprayed foul down along the right field line into the stands. Still full, three balls, two strikes, 3-2 in Griesup. Rushi batting, one away, top of the third, no score. Division IV state semifinal here at Canal Park in Akron. Winding, pitching, Koblenz, swing by Griesup, and he lofts one to right. Again, the right fielder in his tracks, staggers under it, catches for the out. Ball hauled in out there by Colin Koblenz, two flies to right for Rushi here in the third. Raiders not getting around on the fastball of Koblenz, but have barreled it up. And here is Felix Francis with two down in the third. Outfield shades Felix to the left. There's a low and outside curveball from Koblenz. 1-0 on Felix. Caden Koblenz, the right-hander, 6'2" tall. That's above the letters, 2-0 and Felix. Boy, these two teams run like the wind. They steal bases at a 93-94% clip. And no doubt, should we get base runners, we will see some steal attempts before this night is over. Francis cuts and comes up empty for a strike. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Felix. Herky-jerky move by Koblenz. And the ball is pounded in the air to short center field. Shortstop out, center fielder in for Berlin Island. And it's Cody Yoder under it. He's got it. Three up, three down for Rushi here in the third. Three flyouts. We go to the bottom of the third. Rushi Raiders nothing. Berlin Highland nothing on scorersbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Now batting for Berlin Highland here in the bottom of the third inning. He is first baseman Grady Monagold. He swings from the left side. He's the fourth of five lefties to hit in this game for Highland. And to start him off, Cordonier's gone low and in twice with breaking pitches, and then cuts loose with a fastball that's over the outside half, and it's two balls and a strike. 2-1 pitch to Monagold is swung on, and it's drifted foul to the left into the stands. 2-2. So far in this game, one hit, infield single, Jude counts Rushi. These two clubs have posted high-powered batting averages all year long, but the pitching has been dominant so far. Oh, what a change up by Cordonier. Wow, cut on and whiffed by the batter Monagold. That was a beauty. Great off-speed delivery by Cordonier. He sold it with good motion. It was effective. And the changeupper screwball went down and away to the left-hand batter. Here is Connor Beachy now hitting for Berlin Highland. Monagold and Beachy at 333 on the year. Beachy, a right-hand batter, looks at one in the dirt for ball one. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. Cordonier fires, high fastball, and it is whacked at, and coming up empty is the batter, nothing and two. Or I should say 1-1. The first pitch was out of the zone. Cordonier, two-seamer, a good one on the outside corner above the belt. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. Cordonier working quickly. Fastball up and away, 2-2 on Connor Beachy, left fielder for Berlin Highland. Berlin Highland home team on the tournament bracket. Rushi would be the visitor in both games here at the state tournament should the Raiders advance to the final. Here's a slow-breaking curveball. A whiff by the batter, swung on and missed. Beautifully done by Cordonier. He had Beachy off balance. He strikes him out. Two down for Berlin Highland here in the third. Wyatt Miller steps in. Miller is the DH for Logan Yoder, the third baseman. And there's a ball hit foul down the left field line, slicing away, landed on the track in front of the bleachers that jut out about 7 or 8 feet foul. Cordonier got in on the fists of the batter, Miller, and it's nothing and one on him. weakest offensive hitter in the Berlin Highland lineup, 204 on the campaign. Senior bats from the left side. He's the fifth of five lefties at the plate for Berlin Highland. There's a high foul to the left toward the Highland dugout alongside third. Good hustle play by Quinter of Rushi. Gets a glove on it as he reaches into the dugout, but can't get enough of the mitt on the baseball to reel it in. Outstanding effort by Hayden Quinter. The count, no balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Miller, who's fouled off two in a row here at the plate for Berlin Highland. Two down, bottom of the third, no score. Cordonier fires. Miller swings. Fly ball. Foul territory. Beyond third. And sliding into the tarp is Quinter. He gloves it for the out. Superb play by Hayden Quinter. He hauls it in. Three up, three down for Highland here in the third. We go to the fourth. Rushi nothing. Berlin Highland nothing. On scorersbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Rushi Raiders bat here in the fourth. No score. Rushi nothing. Highland nothing. Top of the fourth inning, Braylon Cordonier steps in, hits from the left side. Here's the windup by Caden Koblenz, and he buzzes a fastball wide of the plate. Ball one, 1-0 on Cordonier. One hit in this game, infield single, but Jude counts with one out in the second for Rushi. Wee low and outside, 2-0. Koblenz being careful with Cordonier. Center fielder shading right center. That's Cody Yoder for Berlin Highland. Here's a fastball called a strike on the outside corner just above the knees. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Braylon. His first trip, he hit the ball hard to right. It was caught as the right fielder retreated toward the warning track and picked it off close to 300 feet from home plate. This delivery is low and in to Braylon, and it's 3-1. 3-1 pitch by Koblenz. He fires, cut on, coming up empty is Cordonier. He can't get a piece of it. It's full, 3-2. Good fastball. 84 miles per hour from Koblenz. Here he is again. Change up, outside corner, strike three called. He had Cordonier fooled. He was looking for something else. Cordonier down on strikes. Here's Braden Monin for Rushi with one out in the fourth. No score. State semifinal from here at Canal Park in Akron. First state semifinal went to Fort Recovery, 3-1 over Jeromesville Hillsdale. Oh, a great bunt by Monin down the third baseline. The pitcher fields. Oh, he drops it. Fires. Safe at first base. Monin beats it. Great bunt, Braden Monin. The pitcher, Koblenz, skipped off the mound and muffed it on his first attempted grab of the ball and then was late to first. We'll score that a bunt single for Monin. He is on at first, and he is a steal threat. Here's Hayden Quinter. feet spread apart at the plate. One down for Rushi, top of the fourth. Stretching is Koblenz, pitch to Quinter. And it's rifled into right field. Right fielder going back on the dead run. And he's near the warning track. Catches over the shoulder. Almost all the way to second base is Monin. Throw back to the diamond. And the tag out is made. Double play. Monin off and running. He was stealing on the pitch. Hit and run was in order. Quinter nailed that ball right on the button. Hammered it to deep right. Right fielder made a great play. Nicely done by Colin Koblenz. He went to the ground after spearing that ball and got it back to the middle of the diamond. And I think eventually it was Caden Candle, the second baseman, who ran down Monin and put the tag on his keister as he was stretching back toward the bag. Inning over. We head now to the bottom of the fourth. It's Rushi nothing and Berlin Highland nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
Well, the Rushi Raiders experienced some bad luck there in the top of the fourth inning as Monin on a hit and run was doubled up back at first. Quinter cranked one hard to right, very deep, a good 295 from home plate. Right fielder made a terrific play on the ball, caught it running away from the field, and Monin had slid into second and was doubled up trying to get back to first. First hitter for Berlin Highland to start the bottom of the fourth inning is the pitcher for the Hawks. It is Caden Koblenz, who towers a short fly ball into right field, coming on right fielder Raiders, and coasting under it is Greasup. He's got it for the out. 10 up, 10 down for Berlin Highland. As the Hawks go through the order a second time, here's Cody Yoder. He drilled one to center, picked off by Francis in the first. Breaking pitch, a strike at the knees by Cordonier. He is on this evening for Rushi. 0-0 game in the bottom of the fourth. The windup, Cordonier, fastball upstairs. It's 1-1. Two hits in the contest, both by Rushi. Infield single by Counts, bunt single by Monin. Cordonier, 1-1 to Yoder. Foul tipped into the mitt of Unverfirth. It's strike two. 1-2 on Cody Yoder, center fielder for the Hawks. Outfield deep around to the left. Quinter even with the bag at third. Playing a very deep short is Monin for the Raiders. There's a pitch up high, and it's 2-2 on Yoder. There's a high fly ball down the right field line. Greasup moving over, advancing to the stripe into foul territory. He picks it off for the out. Two down for the Hawks here in the fourth. Two flies to right. Here is Colin Koblenz, right fielder, stepping in now for the Berlin Highland Hawks. 4.02 by way of batting average on the year. He is one of five left-hand swingers in this lineup for the Hawks. He looks at a strike. Good two-seamer. Knees inside corner. Nothing and one. Cordonier again. Slow breaking pitch. Foul behind home plate. As Braylon pulled the string, batter was out in front. Nothing and two. 0-2 on Colin Koblenz of Berlin Island. No score. Bottom of the fourth. The winner gets Fort Recovery tomorrow at 7 in the state championship. There's a pitch inside off the plate. Rushi fans were rooting for strike three. It wasn't. A ball, two strikes. Pitch to Koblenz. Fouled off his foot in the batter's box. It's still 1-2. A ball, two strikes on Colin Koblenz. He was out. Ground ball, second to first. Zeb Schulze made a nice play in that inning. There's a ball wrapped on the ground. Three bounces, right to counts at first base. He snarfs it up, runs for the bag. Tiptoes across the first base bag for the out. Ground ball, unassisted. First baseman counts off the bat of Colin Koblenz of Berlin Highland. 12 up, 12 down for the Hawks, who have not registered a hit yet. Off Braylon Cordonier, who has been stellar so far for the Rushi Raiders. We go to the fifth. There is no score in this state semifinal. Rushi nothing, Berlin Highland nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
We start the fifth inning for Rushi with Jude Counts at the plate. He recorded an infield hit back in the second, a hard ground ball behind third. A poor throw to first base enabled Counts to advance to second. He finished the inning on third. Rushi did not score. Nothing, nothing in this game. First pitch to Counts, rolled foul off to the left. Second pitch is buzzed up under his chin, and it's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Counts. Caden Koblenz on the bump for Berlin Highland. Fires a strike. It's called above the waist, right down the middle. 1-2 on Counts. Hugging the left field line is Logan Yoder. And the ball is belted hard by Counts right down the left field line. It is fair by about 6 feet. It rolls into the corner. It's tracked down by Berlin Highland. Counts wheeled around first. He digs into second base. A stand-up double for Jude Counts. He hit a bullet down the left field line. A two-bagger for Counts. And the Rushi Raiders have Jude at second for the second time in this game. Zeb Schulze comes plateward. No one out here in this inning. Braylon Cordonier pitching well for Rushi. Raiders have gotten three base hits now in this contest. Schulze swings at a changeup and misses. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Nothing in one on the hitter, Schulze. Raiders would love to get Counts over to third. Open stance for Zeb. He struck out first time out. Swings and misses here at a breaking ball, and it's strike two. Counts down at second for Rushi as he hammered a double down the left field line. Just several feet fair. The pitcher, Koblenz, looks at counts at second, then throws a strike called over the outside edge, a breaking ball. Good comeback by Koblenz, unfazed by the double from counts. He fanned Schulze, who struck out twice in this game. Bottom of the order for the Raiders must come through. Here's Ben Rinderle, who struck out his first trip. The pitch by Koblenz to Rinderle. Breaking ball, swing and a miss by Ben. He struck over that one. Good bite on the breaking ball from Koblenz. Nothing in one on Rinderle. Runner at second for Rushi. No score, top of the fifth. Ground ball between third and short. Oh, it's cut off by the Highland third baseman. Stellar play. Logan Yoder shoots to first, out at first base. Counts, has to stay put at second. Ball looked off the bat like it might be headed for left field. Superb action by the third baseman Logan Yoder for Highland, who cut it off and got the out at first. It goes 5-3, third base to first. Here is Cooper Unverfirth deep in the box. There's a bouncing ball toward short. Shortstop for Berlin Highland charges. On the dead run, he throws, and he nips Unverfirth at first base. Nicely done by Brady Yoder of Berlin Highland at short. Well, after counts gets to second base on the double, three straight Raiders make outs, and we go to the bottom of the fifth. A briskly played D4 state semifinal. Nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, here's the story so far. Rushi nothing, Berlin Highland nothing, bottom of the fifth. 12 up, 12 down for the Hawks. No hitter going for Braylon Cordonier. Rushi's gotten three hits in this game. Nothing to show for them on the scoreboard. And we are zip, zip, bottom of the fifth. Here is Brady Yoder, shortstop, who made a nifty play to end Rushi's top of the inning. Yoder steps in, 363 on the year. Cordonier was ready to pitch. Yoder stepped out, wide open stance. He's in the middle of the box, swings, and drives one high and deep to left center field. Left fielder drifting over for the Rushi Raiders, and it is caught for the out. Nice play by Rushi in deep left. One down here for the Berlin Highland Hawks. Wind is blowing in a little more than it was at 4 o'clock this afternoon. That might have held up that drive off the bat of Yoder. First pitch hitting, Caden Candle. Short fly ball, right field. Second baseman Schulze backpedaling. He calls off Greasup, and he's got it. Two down for Berlin Highland here in the fifth inning. Fly ball to fairly deep left, one to short right. Here is Danny Hostetler, the catcher. Hostetler steps in here now for Berlin Highland. He was out on a ground ball to Counts, who dealt to Cordonier for the put out to finish off the second inning. Cordonier's low, below the knees for a ball. Bottom of the fifth, Rushi nothing, Berlin Highland nothing. Wind up by Cordonier, foul to the screen, a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Hostetler. Fort Recovery victorious 3-1 over Jeromesville Hillsdale. Alex Dews all the way, six hits in a fine performance. And in that game, Fort Recovery cranked out 10 hits. Strike on the outside corner at the belt, 1-2 on Hostetler. Cordonier so sharp here in the state semifinal. There's a ball chopped off the ground to Cordonier, who comes down off the bump, spears it below the dirt, throws to first base, out by an eyelash. That ball acted like a pop-up, but it did hit the ground, went a good 15, 20 feet in the air. Nice play by Braylon. You talk about poise and composure.
Absolutely, and a great play at first as well. That's where each of those guys' height comes into it.
Yep. The throw was up in the air for Counts, who caught it in the web of that first baseman mitt with his toe on the bag. We have played five. We go to the sixth. No score. Rushi Highland on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
We start the sixth inning, nothing game. Mike Agresip steps in the box for the Rushi Raiders, and he fouls out of play to the right. 0-0 deadlock. 58 pitches for Koblenz for Berlin Highland. At last look, Braylon Cordonier was only at 48 through five innings. Agresip swings and loops the ball into left center field, and he drops the Texas leaguer in for a hit. Nicely done by Agresip. The shortstop, Brady Yoder, he turned his shoulder to the diamond and danced out into left center, leaped high into the air. He could not haul it in. Base knock, a polite single into left center by Agresip. End of the order comes through here, and now Felix Francis steps in for Rushi. Do you bunt, Felix? Third baseman Logan Yoder sneaking up. Here's a bunt. It is out in front of the plate. It is fumbled on the play. It is dropped by the catcher. A belated throw to first, not in time. Rushi's in business, first and second, nobody down.
Well, you've been wondering when the Raiders were going to be able to knock open the door, and this is as good of a chance as they've had tonight. A couple of false starts, a great play out in right field that resulted in Monon being tagged out for a double play, was their first good chance of the night. This one is great, and now you're at the top of the lineup here as well. Felix Francis, of course, was the leadoff batter.
Base hit by Agresip into left center. Credit Felix with a bunt single. It was going to be close at first if the catcher makes the play right away.
And, yeah, it would have been that That's what the Raiders needed there. A couple of fumbles.
Here is Braylon Cordonnier swinging and missing. Strike one. Cordonnier struck out last trip. Has a long deep drive to right that was caught. Outside high as Koblenz misses the strike zone. 1-1 on Braylon. Situation is this. Two on for Rushi. Nobody out. Top of the sixth. Nothing game. State semifinal division four. Koblenz to Cordonnier, and he swings and hits a high foul fly to the left between the dugout and third base, and it's caught on the play by Logan Yoder as Braylon Cordonnier fouls out. Big out for Rushi here in the sixth.
That's a rough one if you're a Raider fan.
Yep, you would like to have at least moved runners up with that at bat. But Braylon could not pull the ball to the right side. Good pitching by Koblenz. And here is Braden Monnen. Cut on and missed. Strike one. 1, 2, 3, 4 hits in this game now for Rushi. Koblenz on the bump for Berlin Highland. Tries to wriggle off the hook. Pitch to Monnen. Change up foul to the screen. He's behind 0-2. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. Runners at first and second for Rushi. One down, top of the sixth. Koblenz to Monnen. Change up inside corner. Yepper, strike three. Excellent delivery by the pitcher Koblenz of Berlin Highland, who comes back to get Cordonnier and Monnen. Two outs for Rushi. Here's Hayden Quinter. Quinter has flown to left. Ball hit well and drove the right fielder to near the warning track last time up on a play that resulted in a double play. Monnen was picked off, doubled up, trying to get back to first. There's a strike called on the inside corner to Quinter. Koblenz into action again. There's a low curve in the dirt, swung on and whiffed by Quinter. Boy, Koblenz all of a sudden feeling his oats on the mound for Berlin Highland.
Great pitcher's duel. What a difference from last year's state final between these two squads.
Oh, boy, is that for sure. 0-2 pitch to Quinter. Struck out. Good pitch by Koblenz. Fastball inside corner under the hands. Quinter whacked at it. Came up empty. Wow, what a turn of events there in the top of the sixth for Rushi, which had two on and nobody out. Raiders don't score. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Rushi nothing, Berlin Highland nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rushi nothing, Berlin Highland nothing. The Hawks come to the plate with Grady Monagold swinging. He fouls outside of first, beyond the Rushi dugout, no balls a strike. He K'd back in the third. Cordonnier struck out four. Limited pitches thrown by Braylon. He's under 60, maybe even under 55 so far, Brian.
Yeah, that was just 54 right there.
Swinging a high foul to the left, down the line in the corner, out of play. Adam Haney gave chase for Rushi, but no chance. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on the left-hand batting Grady Monagold for Berlin Highland. Cordonier fires. Changeup is sprayed to the left side of the diamond. And on the dead run, Monin catches the shortstop for Rushi. He moved his feet off to the left, motored toward the bag at second and behind it, and caught it. It was not hit very sharply. Ball was well placed, nearly got through up the middle. Monin had the batter Monigold played right and picked it off. Soft line drive is caught. One away here for Berlin Island in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here is Connor Beachy, who struck out in the third for Berlin Island. The first pitch to him was low. Second pitch, a curveball strike at the knees from Cordonier. It is 1-1. Cordonier has been special. He's throwing a gem. Oh, breaking ball. Yes, strike two. Outside half of the plate, below the waist. Beautifully done by Cordonier. He's keeping the Hawks off balance. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's a two-seamer wide. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Beachy. So far in this game for Berlin Highland, 16 up, 16 down. Curveball missed, low and away, ball three. And this might be the first three-ball count for Cordonier in this game, maybe the second. He's not walked a batter. There's a pitch low and away for ball four. He missed. Beachy on at first. Initial base runner for Highland in this game. And here is Wyatt Miller, left-hand batter. In the state semifinal a year ago, Cooper Unverfirth threw out two St. Henry Redskins trying to steal. Let's see what Highland's got going on now. Cordonier in the stretch. The pitch to the hitter, Wyatt Miller. Strike, inside corner at the knees. Nothing in one. Bottom of the sixth, no score in this game. It is a fantastic state semifinal division for Rushi and Berlin Island. Cordonier stretching, looking at first. Here he comes plateward. Ball bounced slowly to second. Nice play by the second baseman, Schulze. Throws on to second for the force in time. Return throw way late. Rushi gets the force out in the middle of the diamond. Wyatt Miller's ball not hit hard at all. A very polite grounder to Schulze, who flipped it off to Monin, who stepped across the bag. Two down for Berlin Island. Runner at first in the person of Wyatt Miller, who's there as a result of the force at second. And here is Caden Koblenz, very dangerous batter, 369. Pitcher for Berlin Island, who leads off at the top of the order, which has been turned over by the Hawks now, here in the bottom of the sixth. Nothing game. Rushi has collected five save hits in this contest, but can't get on the board. After a foul ball, a pitch delivered low and away by Cordonier, and it's 1-1. Let's see if Wyatt Miller at first might be going. He's got a lead. Cordonier looks at him. Pitch comes plateward. Line back through the box, up the middle, into center. Clean single. It's a hit, the first hit of this game for Berlin Highland. Spanked to center by Berlin Highland's pitcher, Caden Koblenz.
Well, if Highland wants to break through, this is their chance. If they are able to get a run, then that forces Rushi in the top of the seventh to have to match, or this game could be over. So big situation, and I'm sure that is what Coach Kevin Filippo is going to relay as he is walking out now for a talk on the mound.
Situation is this. Berlin Highland has two on, two out. Bottom of the sixth, no score. Rushi nothing, Highland nothing on scorersbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, the best hitter in the Berlin Highland lineup at 478 on the year, Cody Yoder, has just smacked a long double to right center. First pitch hitting against Braylon Cordonia of Rushi. It was a changeup. Might have been a slow-breaking curveball, and it was rifled up the gap in right center. Off and running with the Raiders outfielders. They could not catch it. It winds up being a two-run double by Yoder. Best hitter in this Berlin Highland lineup. It plates two, and it's a 2-0 lead for Highland here in the bottom of the sixth.
And that makes the top of the seventh.
Yep.
Crucial for Rushi now. They've got to get something or they'll be going home.
The Berlin Highland with a walk, a single, a double, has plated two in the bottom of the sixth. New hitter Colin Koblenz trickles a foul off to the right, and he's down in the count. A ball and two strikes.
And, of course, Highland's still going to try to push across another run here, at least with Colin, who is on second, as you just mentioned, Jack.
Rushi has collected five hits in this game, hasn't scored. Berlin Highland was no hit into the sixth and has struck for two. Very dangerous hitter, Cody Yoder, nearly 480 batting average on the year. Took Braylon Cordonier's first pitch and gapped it to right center. The right-hand batter shot it the other way for a two-run double, and the Hawks have a 2-0 lead. The count, two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Colin Koblenz. Cody Yoder out at second for Berlin Highland, which is now in the lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Just a terrific pitching performance by the Rushi Raiders' Braylon Cordonia, but it may go for naught. 2-0 lead, Berlin Highland, here in the state semifinal. There's a pitch bouncing to the plate, and it's 3-2 on Colin Koblenz. Outfield plays him pretty much straight away. 2-0 lead, Berlin Highland. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's Cordonia looking back at second. The pitch to Colin Koblenz, way high, ball four. Cordonia lost him. Two on, two out, Berlin Highland, which leads 2-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Boy, this game has turned. Rushi missed a golden opportunity. Got the first two aboard, did the Raiders in the top of the sixth. And then a foul out beyond third, and then two strikeouts. Here's a ball spanked on a line to center. Felix Francis is tracking it. Three steps to his left, has it for the out. Ball hit hard by Brady Yoder, but right to Felix in center. And Rushi's got work to do big time. Raiders down to their last three outs as Berlin Highland strikes for two in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's the Hawks 2, the Raiders nothing, going to the seventh on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangeman-fh.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
We start the top of the seventh inning, do or die for the Rushi Raiders, who are now down 2-0 to Berlin Island. Jude counts with two hits on the day, steps in, swings and misses, and then looks at a strike low and in. 1-1 on counts. Caden Koblenz, right-hander, on the bump for Berlin Island. He is scattered. Five Rushi hits. Raiders have threatened in this game in the second, fourth, fifth, and sixth, leaving men on in scoring position in every frame. Here's a ground ball by Counts. It's hit to short. Gobbled up on the play by Yoder. Yoder shoots a throw to his first baseman and got him. One gone for Rushi here in the top of the seventh inning. Ground ball out 6-3. Here's Zeb Schultze, who struck out twice. Counts is at 2-for-3 on this day. A single, an infield hit, which came back in the second. And he doubled down the left field line. A bunt single for Braden Monin in this contest. Felix Francis with a hit. Micah Griesup, a little blooper into left center. Those are the five base knocks for Rushi. As the new hitter, Zeb Schultze, looks at ball one, ball two, upstairs, 2-0. Raiders need base runners. Here's the windup by Koblenz. He delivers, and it's ruled a strike at the belt on the outside corner. 2-1 on Schultze. Top of the seventh inning, very fast played game. Koblenz dealing again. It is on the inside edge, strike two. As Schultze couldn't pull the trigger. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Zeb. Third baseman, even with the bag for Berlin Island. There's a ball bounced on the ground on several hops to Yoder at short. He charges. He throws on to his first baseman. Out at first. Two gone for the Raiders here in the seventh. Rushi down to its last out. 2-6-3. Ground ball outs to start the seventh. And now Ben Renderley steps in. Renderley open stance from the right side, a strikeout and a ground out to third so far in this contest. Rushi down to his last out here in the seventh. Down 2-0, a low and away curveball, a ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Ben. What a season it's been for the Rushi Raiders, 27-4 coming in this year. A 27-4 record heading into the state semifinal here today. Renderley up in the count, 2-0. 2-0 on Ben. Two down, Rushi, top of the seventh. Berlin Island leads, 2-0. Swing and a miss at a low inside fastball. And it's two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Renderley. Berlin Island seeking a repeat, having beaten Rushi in the state final a year ago. Raiders aiming for a second state championship in 3 years as Renderley takes a pitch over for strike two. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Renderley. Two gone for the Raiders, top of the seventh. Koblenz again, swing and a miss, strike three, it's over. Berlin Island defeats the Rushi Raiders 2-0 with a pair of runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Hawks 2, the Raiders nothing. Rushi winds up 27-5 on the season. Merlin Highland, in this quickly played game, advances to 26-5. 2-0 triumph by the Hawks. Bryant?
Hour and 14 minutes. Saying quickly played doesn't quite even capture that. Very quick game, and it is rough for Rushi when Braylon Cordonnier threw such a great game. Rushi hit better, more consistently throughout the game, but all it takes is being able to stack a few hits, get a few base runners on consecutively, and that's what Highland did in one inning, and that's all they needed today, as it turns out.
Baseball can be so unkind. It's like the game of soccer in some ways. You can get 15, 20 good shots on goal,
yep,
be stopped by a good goalkeeper, and lose 1-0 when the other soccer team gets 3 shots on goal, and that's one of the 3. You don't play a best-of-7 or a best-of-3 here at Canal Park in Akron. You have 2 state semifinal games in all 4 divisions, and the 2 winners then hook up for the state championships. And Rushi comes up short, 2-0. Berlin Highland wins it. And for Rushi, wow. Careers for 7 seniors on the diamond. Just amazing. Man, will they ever be missed. Felix Francis, Jude Counts, Braden Monin, Adam Haney, Hayden Quinter, Ben Renderly, exchange student Matteo Morelli, also a 12th grader. That's unbelievable talent on this Rushi team that graduates. In fact, Bryant, on this entire roster of 13, we have athletes for Rushi who took part in 45
yes,
elite state-level tournaments or competitions during their athletic careers at Rushi High School. 13 on this baseball roster took part in 45 state tournaments spanning the sports of golf, cross-country, basketball, baseball. Just a cadre of super athletic talent, and these young men will be missed for sure. I just ran them down. Felix Francis, Jude Counts, Braden Monin, Adam Haney, I may have failed to mention him, Hayden Quinter, Ben Renderly, exchange student Matteo Morelli. Of course, there are a number of juniors who do return, and with Braylon Cordonnier, the prime pitcher on the hill, Rushi will be a force again next year in high school.
Absolutely.
In high school baseball. Unfortunately, Rushi falls a couple runs short here in this game tonight.
One thing to mention for next year, too, 7 divisions next year, so that yep, changes the landscape. And if there's a year that we're going to lose 7 seniors, I guess this is the year to do it because that opens things up. I haven't looked at where Highland would land. The basketball information is out. So what basketball division they're in is probably a good indication of what baseball division both of these teams are in.
For what it's worth, Highland's enrollment about twice Rushi's.
I thought it was bigger.
Maybe closer to 2.5 times.
So you probably say Highland's a safe 6, Rushi's 7 next year.
Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, open Monday through Saturday. Additional stylists Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Berlin Highland delivers the knockout punch in the bottom of the 6th. A 2-run double up the gap into right center field by Brady Yoder for Berlin Highland. That spells the difference. And offsets what was a beautifully pitched game by Braylon Cordonnier for the Rushi Raiders, who had 4 scoring opportunities, simply could not cash in. We'll return with more from here at Canal Park in Akron when we come back on scores broadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Well, Berlin Highland defeats the Rushi Raiders here today by a final score of 2-0. Berlin Highland meets Fort Recovery tomorrow night at 7 for the state championship in Division IV baseball here in the state of Ohio. Rushi had scoring opportunities in the second, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Left on base, 7 in those 4 innings. Got the first 2 on in the sixth. Couldn't come through with a timely 2-out hit. Jude Counts got to third early in the game. He could not be advanced home. And Rushi falls short 2-0. A marvelous pitching performance by Braylon Cordonier of the Rushi Raiders here today, as he threw 6, gave up 2 hits, 2 earned runs, walked 2, struck out 4, only threw 73 pitches. His counterpart, Caden Koblentz of Berlin Highland, threw 7 frames, 5 hits, K'd 9, and he consumed 84 pitches in this game, won by Berlin Highland 2-0. Nobody scored till the bottom of the sixth when the Hawks plated 2 on the long right center field double by Brady Yoder of Berlin Highland. That scored a couple runs, and they were decisive in this game. For Rushi, Felix Francis was 1-for-3. Braden Monin was credited with a single in this game. Jude Counts was 2-for-3 at the plate. Micah Griesup was 1-for-2, as he had a big hit to start what we thought would be a run-scoring inning for Rushi there in the sixth. For Berlin Highland, just 2 hits all night long by Caden Koblentz, the leadoff hitter, and by Cody Yoder. He, too, had a hit in this game for Berlin Highland as they got the big hits in the sixth inning to lead Berlin Highland to victory. Rushi Raiders finish up the campaign with a mark of 27-5, and Berlin Highland is now 26-5. We'll return to highlight our star of the game and look ahead for you down the road here on scoresbroadcast.com when we come back. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Welcome back here to Canal Park in Akron. Big hit of this game was produced in the bottom of the sixth inning by Cody Yoder of the Berlin Island Hawks. It was a gapper, a two-run double. It chased home two and led Berlin Island to the 2-0 late-inning win over the Rushi Raiders here today in the D4 state semifinal, enabling Berlin Island to advance on to a state championship tomorrow night at 7 against Fort Recovery. How about the Indians? Began the tournament trail below 500, and now Fort Recovery, three games above the 500 mark with the victory by a final tally of 3-1 over Jeromesville Hillsdale. Again, the big hit, a double to right center by Cody Yoder of Berlin Highland. That was the play of this game. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
A final score once again in this D4 state semifinal, 2-0, as Rushi is nipped in the bottom of the sixth inning by Berlin Highland. Again, let's salute the seniors for Rushi Baseball. Felix Francis, Jude Counts, Braden Monin, Adam Haney, Hayden Quinner, Ben Renderly, exchange student, Matteo Morelli. Boy, have these Raiders on the diamond, on the hardwood, in other sports as well, given we fans and broadcasters so much to cheer about. It has been a true delight watching these Rushi players perform on the diamond, on the court. Wow, it's been fantastic, and these young men will be missed. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, established in 1986. At first, repaired broken pallets for a single customer. Today, four decades later, A&M serves that initial customer and 200 additional businesses. You see, we specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair them to give them a second life. And for our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. And if you've got any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 to 4. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. And thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Would you believe 15% off everything in the store at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center? Well, that's the case. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain, made in America, lifetime warranty, 15% off too. And at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. And beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like them on Facebook, tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his Jackson Center Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store, where we make buying hardware so easy. Now, certainly, Braylon Credonier was our star of the game for the Rushi Raiders. My gosh, everybody talked all week about how Rushi needed to somehow silence these Berlin Highland bats. Braylon did far more than that. He had a no-hitter into the sixth, and when he gave up his first two hits, unfortunately for Rushi, they enabled Berlin Highland to score a couple runs and win the game.
And a perfect game. Perfect game going, because that walk was his first walk there in the 6-2.
Yep.
It's rough. I just got back from talking to Coach Filippo. He said Braylon was pretty beat up after that, and he told him, don't beat yourself up. You pitched a great game, kept us in it. We just couldn't come up with the hits at the plate when we needed to.
Yep.
Said it was ourselves at the plate that let you down. You didn't let us down.
Braylon Credonier, our star of this game for sure. Brought to you by Clancy's. Clancy's, outstanding food, nothing fancy. A fantastic place to eat, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner special. Specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Hi.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
F&M Bank, a new sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Local offices in Urbana, Sydney, Anna, and Jackson Center. You will experience hands-on open communication at F&M Bank Farmers and Merchants, formerly Peoples. Take advantage of loyalty rewards checking. Earn up to 5.55% APY on balances up to $25,000. You just have to meet 3 loyal customer qualifiers. Don't wait. Open your new F&M Bank account today, locally or at fm.bank. That's online, fm.bank, member FDIC. And hey, the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and across the U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand, and it's always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main for experienced machinists in various entry-level spots. You can also contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com. If you can't attend the big game, join us and Scores Broadcast for all of the exciting action. And because of the unbelievable way in which this game was expedited so quickly here today, an hour and 20 minutes, Bryant? Was that it?
Hour and 14, officially, yes.
As a result of all that, we ran behind, unfortunately, on squeezing in all of our commercial participants. That happens sometimes, especially in baseball. You can get a quick run rule game or a well-pitched game that lasts not much more than an hour, and that simply was the case here tonight. Don't forget Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Oil provides gasoline and diesel fuels along with motor oil to farms, home heating, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil, a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. And Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Located in Fort Loramie, 9100 State Route 66. And the legacy continues as Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is now in generation number 4. And it supports high school sports and academics and enjoys participating with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Rushi Raiders baseball team, nothing to hang their heads about, Bryant. I'm sure that was the theme of dialogue after the game. Yet you can't help but be disappointed as players, and certainly as fans too. Baseball is a strange game, a game that's unkind at times. You out hit the opponent. You outpitched the other hurler who threw extremely well.
Yes.
Did Koblenz of Berlin Highland. But in so many respects, Rushi outplayed Berlin Highland, but failed to win the game. Came up short 2-0. And sadly, that's baseball sometimes.
Yes, and it's really rough when you think about their missed chances. You have a guy on third there in early innings, can't bring him in. The double play that we've talked about, that could have still been something there, and instead it turns into an inning-ending double play. And then, of course, their missed chance in the fifth when you have two on and no outs. So just rough, but I think you never take losing easily, and losing in state is never easy. The fact that they won in 22, these kids, all of these seniors already have rings, I'm sure is easier in hindsight because they've already hoisted that gold trophy once. But even besides that, there's nothing to hang your heads about when you've made state three consecutive years, and as we've talked about, a super successful group that has been state qualifiers in basketball for two straight years. And, of course, Braden Monin was a cross-country state qualifier, and some guys were a part of a golf state qualifying team this last fall as well. So what a remarkable run, and a remarkable run on the diamond the last 3 years. It's been really fun to watch this team do that. They're very talented, and you expect them to get back these last couple of years when they have so many returnees, but it's never an easy thing to get here.
No.
It takes one thing going wrong.
Yep.
They know that very well. They had to come back five straight games 2 years ago on their way to winning, and had to make a few comebacks last year, including that Newton game in a district semi that we've talked about a lot. They were able to always get here. That is a huge achievement.
104 victories in four baseball campaigns, 26 wins in 21, 22 a state championship, 25 victories, 26 wins last year, state runners up this year, 27 state runners up. Very few high school baseball programs.
Yes.
Can talk about those kinds of accomplishments.
Yes, and that was a program record, 27 wins this year, and a lot of other guys set career records for Rushi this year. Braylon Cordonier already has, I believe, its career runs. I don't know if you have that, but I believe he set career runs scored record this year, and he's only a junior, so he will continue to add to that next year.
And once again, this roster of 13 baseball players took part in a grand total of 45 elite state-level competitions, tournaments, events, whatever you want to call them. Not games, but this is a state-level event.
Yes.
And Rushi won today and tomorrow. It would have been just one event. But these 13 baseball players have totaled participation in 45 state-level competitions in various sports during their careers.
Yes.
We salute them. We'll miss them. Thank you very much, Rushi High School athletes and athletics.
Yes, and if you want to see how much the Rushi community appreciates them, all their fans are still congregated around the team just on top of the first baseline. We're well over a half hour after the game concluded,
yep.
So there's no hanging of heads by anybody down there right now.
I think eventually we have given all of our sponsors just due. Again, a very quickly played game. 75 minutes, just couldn't begin to do our sponsors justice in the hour 15. We have an extended post game, as we should, following this contest here tonight. Rushi losing to Berlin Island by a final count of 2-0. Braylon Cordonier back next year for Rushi. He is just a junior. Mike Agresip, a junior. Maddox Gubo, a sophomore. Cooper Underfirth, a sophomore on this year's roster. Zeb Schultze, just a junior. A good JV program as well. A mix of fine 9th and 10th graders there. Rushi baseball should be very strong in Division 7 on the diamond next year. Same case can be made for the D7 basketball program.
Yes.
At Rushi coming up this November.
Yep. Yeah, their run is probably not over. We can say that for at least, again, getting to state is hard. We won't guarantee that they will by any stretch of the imagination, but certainly the expectations are there for deep tournament runs and a lot of regular season success.
All the credit in the world to Berlin Highland, which got a big Grand Slam homer late in the game to win a district final and got two hits. They're only two hits of the entire game here today to pull out the triumph over Rushi. Two hits in the sixth, a gapper, a two-run double to right center. And even though Berlin Highland was out-hit and out-pitched, it's Berlin Highland which advances to the state championship against Fort Recovery. And kudos to the Indians. Wow, Kevin Eich, head coach, Fort Recovery, what a job. We salute the Fort Recovery players. Indians have now won seven straight here in the tournament. Began, I think, three or four below 500 when the tourney started. And they have been a Cinderella story for sure. It'll be a tough task to knock off this potent Berlin Highland team, which attempts to go back-to-back and repeat tomorrow night at 7 against Fort Recovery.
Yeah, that's setting up to be a Hoosiers-type game where you've got a dynasty and an upstart Cinderella group like Fort Recovery. So that should be a fun one for those two squads tomorrow.
High school football in August here on scorersbroadcast.com. Opening game, more than likely, Minster at Fort Loramie.
That's about on the schedule every year. Yeah, we can say that pretty definitively. Big rivalry.
Redskins football taking part in the Northwest Conference. That should be interesting, a lot of fun. Our football opener when the season begins will be Minster at Fort Loramie. I don't see that changing. Keep abreast of the scorersbroadcast.com website for our updated broadcast schedule. Brian, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks for assisting down on the field, here in the booth, stats, color, on-site engineering. Thank you so much. Here at Canal Park in Akron today.
You're welcome. It's been a fun couple of weeks. Happy to help you out, and always fun to see our local teams make state runs. Never gets old.
For all of our online listening audience, for Bryant Billing alongside Jack Kramer, saying good evening from here at Canal Park in Akron. Wish we had better news. Rushi Raiders are nipped at the wire by Berlin Highland, which won the game with two runs and their only two hits.
Yes.
They came in the sixth, and Berlin Highland edges Rushi 2-0 here in this D4 state semifinal in Akron Canal Park tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Good night, everybody.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw. Nassau, in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.